Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Dave, we can't hear you. Well, I don't know if I can't hear him and I'm the one out, or if he's the one we can't hear. I am not hearing Dave. I was just on the phone with him. Well, folks, if you can hear me, hello, this is Blanca. Of course, this is a Sedona Connection. And, Dave was on the line just a few minutes ago and just saying that everything went so well. And, I'm not sure what happened to Mr. Dave here. So, folks, again, beg your patience. Just from the quick update that I got from him, he just wanted to say that he really appreciated everyone who attended the workshop in Amsterdam. He was so pleased to meet people there and to learn what was of interest to the people there. And he got great support. I think he said he had something up to like 87 people. So it was a very big turnout. Now I don't know if I'm remembering his Santa Ana workshop, which he says is pretty full. It's almost that many people too. So a lot of people joining in and supporting the workshops. And I'm just talking here to see if somehow he can join us again. What he might do if he can't get on, he'll just end the episode like he does sometimes when he can't get back on. But anyway, folks, well, geez, I know you were looking forward to hearing from him and hearing about how the workshop went. And he did say he had a brief update for us. And you didn't talk in particular about what he was going to share, just in general. And it's nothing different than what he's been sharing in terms of things are still pretty, how can we say it, that there's a lot happening, still saying that this thing is has a good momentum, but also that, as things get closer to being initiated, the powers that be or those people who don't particularly want to see an exchange or want to see a big change, that they're not very happy campers, let's put it that way. And when those people are not happy campers, some nice things, also not so nice things start to happen. So that's kind of the drift that he was saying. And I'm sure as you're looking at the news and seeing some of the things that are playing out, you all are very aware, very awake, and can determine that there's a big wrestling match going on, and it's manifesting itself in the third dimension by what we can see, you know, with our eyes. But I'm sure you can feel it as well internally, that there's some very big changes going on. And as long as we hold the frequency, the thought, the intention that the changes are for the better, we will see them for the better. Well, Mr. Dave is not calling me or texting me. The challenge is of course, he's in Amsterdam, so he's a little bit limited to reaching out to me. Well, that's so interesting that he and I were on there. And he hasn't cut us off, so part of me doesn't want to cut the show off just in case he can end up together here with us. And I had a whole slew of questions for him because I wanted to just get his impression, of course, of the country. I hear it's a lovely country over there. And I think he said he had as many as 18 different countries being represented over there. And it would have been a really good eye-opener for us. Many in the States here, we're surrounded by other states, and so we're used to that. But over there in Europe, they're surrounded by countries, and makes for a very interesting and vibrant mix. I have been lucky been able to go to Europe, and it's a thrilling place to be. Lots of culture, really, if you look at it and compare it to what's in the States, there's no comparison. Yes, we've got popular culture, but there's something magnificent what you can see in Europe. And so I was hoping to get Dave's perspective from that. Anyway, guys, what should we do about Mr. Dave here? We're patiently waiting for you, Dave. And it looks like from what I can see here in the studio, he's still connected. So I'm not sure. I wonder if he knows. I wonder if he knows if he's not being heard, or maybe I'm the one that's just talking. And oh, wait a minute. It looks like Alan texted me. It looks like he says he can hear me. So if he can hear me, you all probably can as well. Well, Dave, what are we going to do for you? I know he's got control of the studio, so he can end the episode if he can't get back on, but maybe he's trying to get back on. And anyway, so pardon my rambling here, but I hate to cut this off if he's going to be able to get back on. And if I end the show, then that's it. He can't get back on. But anyway, well, I'll ramble on for a few minutes if you can stand it. But anyway, as you know, Dave is over there in Amsterdam. From what I understand, he's supposed to be returning pretty soon. Actually, I think he said it's like maybe 3 a.m. over there. So maybe he's kind of not 100% and maybe cut himself off somewhere or something. And then I think he was going to do the show. And a few hours later, he was going to jump on a plane to get back home. Of course, it's a long flight to get back home. And so that's what he had planned. And gosh, he's not coming on at all. And I hate to just chit-chat. Well, actually, I'm enjoying chit-chatting with you all. As I'm talking here, I'm remembering the different people that I've met in the different workshops, just really, really cool folks, very aware, very informed, very open-minded and warm-hearted, just a great group of people. And so I was looking forward to hear Dave tell about the people. I'm sure he met similar souls over there in Europe. So we were looking forward to hearing about that. And, well, gee whiz, guys. And I hate to lunch off on just talking about things at the top of my head. As you can see, I'm not short for words here. Talking about different things, different impressions. It's amazing. Sometimes what I have enjoyed lately, maybe you all have as well, I've enjoyed every morning I actually go out in the deck. And we're very fortunate up here in Atlanta, if y'all are familiar with the area. Lots of woods and trees and pine trees. And it's one of the most heavily wooded cities in the state. So it's, in my opinion, it's beautiful, beautiful for the seasons. And so now that we're going into fall, it's nice to sit outside in the morning and enjoy the cooler temperatures. And I'm getting real sensitive to nature and the songs of the birds and just watching the chipmunks and the squirrels. And so I would invite you all to try that, to see, plug into nature. I mean, we're all wired. We're looking at the computers and we're looking at the, hang on a second. I think I'm getting an update here. Hang on a second. Okay, I just got a message that that Dave is trying to reconnect. So wait patiently with me as I bend your ear about my latest ventures on our deck, reconnecting with nature. You know, I know some of you pay a lot of attention to such topics as ascension or conscious evolution and are tuning in to some of the changes that are happening more on a dimensional level. You know, we're, of course, very much interested in the 3D and getting our exchange our currency exchange, but many of us are paying attention to some more, shall we say, cosmological events. And some of the things that the folks are saying is that nature is already, some use the term ascension, some use the term that it's already shifted. And so it's good to pay attention to see if you notice that in nature. Alan and I started noticing it last year with the brilliant colors of the trees and the different songs that the birds were singing and the energy behind the song. So no, I'm not crazy. Try it and see if you notice the different colors of the trees and the different way the animals are behaving. So well, let's keep our fingers crossed. It looks like he's trying. The message that I got was that somehow his internet connection got cut off, so he's going to try to get back on. I'm almost think I've got. It looks like I've got a couple of callers here. Also, I'm almost tempted to bring them on. Wait a minute. I think I hear Dave. Hang on a second, okay? Pardon me, guys. Hang on. Hey, guys. Somehow he got into my line. Not sure if you heard that or not, but basically he's trying to get back in and was having an issue trying to get back in, because when he first got in, he was the host. Let me see if I see him anywhere. I'm still with you guys. I'm looking to see if he's, come on. I'm looking on the board. Hang on, guys. Pretty interesting. I looked in the board to see if I could see him on the board and I could connect him, but I don't see him. Okay, hang on, guys. I think he's trying to call me now. This is a lot of fun, isn't it? Excuse me, dears, just a minute. Hey, guys. Okay, here's what's going on. He can't call in as the host because he's already opened that line when he called earlier. He's going to try to call in as a guest, but for him to call as a guest, one or two of you are just going to have to volunteer to hang up. So, good. We've got one. If we can get one other caller to volunteer, then we'll see if he can get back on. Okay, if anyone, I know now you're curious. Thank you. I think we might have some space for him to get back on. Let's signal him and see if he can get back on. It's going to be worth the wait, hopefully.
Okay, there I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can.
I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh. You know, if you heard me, you know, the music was starting and I was just starting to say, hey, you know, this is Dave Schmidt, and boom, the internet went blank, totally went blank. It just, and then I tried to get back in, and once you have signed in as the host, it won't let you come back in again for the rest of the program because they say the host has already signed in. So then I tried to call in on just my cell phone as a regular caller, and then it was full. And I couldn't get in because it was full. And, folks, I'm only going to take a couple minutes tonight because I cannot stay on this phone using my cell phone for 2 hours because it's going to charge me about 25 cents a minute. But I am here in Amsterdam. It's nice to be here. I want to thank everybody for at least calling in on the program tonight. I'll take about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to have to cut out because I just can't afford to, what would it be, you know, so. You know, I'm not going to spend $100 just to be on the program tonight out of my pocket. So, but I just want to say everything is going very well. We had an absolutely wonderful workshop here in Amsterdam. I want to thank all the people that attended here. What it really did is it's brought into the whole concept, the international flavor of what we're doing here, especially for project funding. And I do want to reiterate what it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on the program, but folks, it was about 6 weeks ago I met face-to-face with the project funders, and they are committed to doing this. But the reason is it's always back to a safety issue. It's a safety issue of why funds are not being released, and they just are not going to do that because the bottom line, if they released funds now, you and I, it wouldn't stay in our account very long. Then the money would either be blocked or it ended up being stolen because it has to go into a bank account that's a part of the Federal Reserve banking system. And that's the bottom line of what we're waiting for. It's not a question of if it's a matter of when they can get that situation fixed, because remember, you've heard me talk about it. I have talked now. I've met face-to-face with five largest trusts in the world. And they will tell you they can't even write a check because their accounts are blocked by the Federal Reserve central banking system that they control the banks, and money has to move through banks to be able to move money. So that's why nothing is happening with them, and that's why their accounts are blocked, even though they have these accounts. They are working with it. They are working on it so that it will basically, it can't be interrupted. Most of it comes down to having to rewrite a bunch of computer programming so that the programming will be safe for them to do, and it takes a while to get that done on a trial and a testing system. But that's the bottom line of what it is that we're waiting for in this whole process. We're waiting for basically for the system to get safe. And I did meet with the people who said that, you know, we're in touch with the ones at the very, very top when they make that decision. That's basically the update that was there, the things that we're waiting for on that, for the first round to be processed. And other than that, there isn't a whole lot of new news that I can say other than the fact that I met with them face-to-face. I'm in contact with them. I can pick up the phone, and I can talk with them anytime. I have said in the past there are three different funding sources. The ones I met are the ones that are representing, you know, basically the Dragon families and the elders based out of Asia. I met with the man that is the son of one of the top elder. I sat right next to him for 2 hours, and we talked. The pictures that they showed me would just absolutely blow you away of who they are, how long they've been involved in this. And he says, Dave, we trace our family back over 8,000 years involved in this process. So this is something that they know that what they are here to do. But as I said, we can't move any money to the existing global Federal Reserve central banking controlled system. And they have spent millions and millions of dollars out of their own pocket that they can't even take out of the large accounts. They've spent that kind of money just trying to get the system fixed. So it's still ongoing is what is there. The other funding sources are they're much smaller, but they basically are part of what I call, you know, the controllers of the system. And in essence, they're the government-operated ones, and they generate a bunch of funds on the off-market trading platforms. And, yes, there are even cabal that are in this trading system as well, and they are a funding source as well, and they generated their funds through the off-market trading platforms. But it still comes back to being able to move it. And it's not all well coordinated. These cabal are not all well coordinated as what we think they would be. So that's kind of the scoop, the update that I wanted to give, the short update of why we're still waiting. But some of you are emailing me saying, is this really going to happen? Is this really going to take place? Is there really going to be something? Absolutely. Everything that I am told is that it is. And I've met with the folks face-to-face. This is stuff we've been working on for over 20 years. This is not something we can just snap a finger and get it done, because there is huge opposition to this coming forward. There's very strong opposition to them wanting us to receive these funds and to be able to move in them in these projects. So that's the biggest obstacles that are there, and as I said, they're working on it. So, Blanca, with that, how are you doing?
Wait.
Let me go back and say this. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Sedona Connection. I normally say it's 6 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. But where I am tonight in Amsterdam, it's 3 a.m. But now it's 3:22 a.m. where I am in Amsterdam. And all is well in Amsterdam.
Well, they got a play-by-play version of, well, Dave was here, but now he's gone. Dave's trying to get in. And I'm just chatting to them away, just, you know, bending their ear and begging their pardon for me just chatting, and didn't want to disconnect the show, right, because I knew you were going to try to get on. So they were just patiently waiting as usual. We've got a really great listening audience. And then when you were trying to get on and it was full, I asked a couple of people to volunteer and get off, and they did. So so that was nice. Very nice of them.
Is that once I've checked in as the host, and if I drop off, like the internet just cut. Well, the studio still has me connected as the host. It says, you're still here. So I can't check in again. So I have to only call in as just a regular caller. And
right.
As I said, three times. I tried to do it three times. And I think Alan and I even talked, you know, your husband, and says, I can't get
right.
in because it's all full. It's full. And then I called
right.
you in. Well, finally, people dropped off. So
they were on.
I think
so they were on hold.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know you want to be short because, you know, it's an expensive call for you. But it would be so nice just to hear a little bit about your experience with the people there in Amsterdam and your workshop. Just spend a few minutes, kind of letting us know about your impressions,
sure.
maybe some surprises or some learning. That would be fun.
It was just we had 87 people. They came from 12 different countries, and it was just absolutely fascinating and fantastic. The energy was just so different, and the people, you know, they were just delighted to have me here because the fact that I came all the way from America here, and they just thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just a wonderful, wonderful day, and what it really did for me is it's opening this up because, see, I'm so accustomed to just, you know, the United States and just
the
us.
States.
But yet,
right.
I do have about 15 to 18% of the people on my list are from outside of
wow.
the United States. It's
right.
I have over 800 people from Europe. I have about 700 people from Australia and
wow.
New Zealand. And then I probably have about 15 to 1800 from Canada. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, Canada's, you know, it's a little different because it's just next door. But I just didn't know. I mean, this trip has been a very, very expensive trip, but yet it got covered because enough people showed up. So I was able to
right.
get expenses covered. And but they were, you could just tell they were absolutely delighted. But what I really enjoyed is when it comes time to start funding projects, we've now got international connections.
Right.
Versus just
right.
in the United States. And
yes.
I did say this, and in fact, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the radio program, but I was very, very seriously thinking of, you know, when all the funding comes through, after that, what we'll do is just have basically a giant cruise. We'll have a cruise and go on a cruise with everybody that received funding. And I shared that with them, and they said, yes, yes. They were all, I said, that's an excellent idea. And I said, well, you can't complain that you don't have the money. So that's probably
right.
what we're going to do. And probably what I'll do, I'll bring in some guest speakers, and then that's probably where we'll
sure.
talk about, okay, where do we go from here? And But
yes.
it'll just be one of those things where we can get a lot of people together. And it'd be fun to do that on a cruise and kind of reward yourself after all the funds have come through. But
right.
what I did do, I definitely made a decision, yes, I'm going to come back here again, and I'll probably do that late next spring. And because
uh-huh.
It's just been absolutely wonderful. I did explain a little more in detail about why it's important to come to the workshops, because what I'm getting from the funding sources, now we discussed this when I was with the people who are providing the funding. They did say, says, Dave, we don't get to control how much comes out and when it comes out. That's going to come down to the government folks, because they are going to regulate how much money is released and when. They will do that. They have to do that for their own national security interest issues. So because of that, there's a very, very high probability money is going to be phased in. It's not like, okay, it's now available for round two, boom, I can do all 10,000 people. I just don't think that is going to happen. It's more likely they're going to do maybe about 1,000 people at a time is what they're going to allow me to bring in, and we'll phase it in. And they'll probably do 1,000. They may wait a month or two and then do another 1,000. I don't know. We've talked about that. They don't know. But they did say it's a very high probability. And so if I've got 10,000 people on my list, because actually on the funding list, I have about 12,500 people. Now, not all of them are active. I understand that. But that's how many that I have that's on the funding list. And so it's probably easy to say that once funding comes through, there's going to be about 10,000 people that are going to want to participate. And
sure.
If I can't do all 10,000, I have to decide, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, how am I going to start with who? And so I've just said, it'll be the people who've come to the workshops. So I'll start with them.
Right.
I'll just go down. That's what I'll do. And that's why it's to your benefit and to your advantage, because you've been a part of this. You made the commitment to be there. You did what you could to be there, even if it was tight for you. And you also, you know, you've been there. You've heard the whole story. You've heard the whole program. You understand why it is we're doing this, where this money is coming from, why they're participating in, and what our responsibility is for all this. And so that's why I start with that, and that's why I express this as if, you know, that it's your choice. You know, you make a choice to try to be there if you want that. You want to be early on in the list. Because
an investment of their own time and energy and interest.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it would make sense to take a look at that group first. That's how you would do it, but if you had to prioritize, it's probably a good criteria. Mm-hmm.
And it's beginning to look like it's probably going to be that way. That's all I can say. I don't know that for certain. It looks like it's going to be that way, and I do not know how the time frames are going to be. But I think it's going to be pretty certain that I just don't get to start out with 10,000 people, boom, right off the bat. That's not going to happen. You know, even if I could, I can't do everybody at one time, you know. I mean, it would still be, I would only maybe take, you know, about 1,000 at a time. And, you know, even if I just had the money come through, because we only have so much staff and we can only do so much so
right.
fast. There's only,
there's
you
still
know,
processing
there's only so
involved.
Much you could do.
Yeah.
So, there's still processing involved.
Yep.
Whether I can do everybody at once or not. So that's the reason
mm-hmm.
why I do that. But you're also, it's the people who attend, as I said, you're getting the full program. You're getting understanding why they're doing this, why they're wanting to do this, what's the reason for the money coming out, why is this taking place? Because it's just not about it. It's not about the money. It's about far more than just the money. Money really is secondary to this being a bigger picture of what I call the advancement and development and involvement of us as the human race on this planet. And I think this whole thing is going to be a process that's going to go on for a number of years. This is not just going to be just boom, one shot, and it's all done. This is going
right.
to be a process that's going to go on for a number of years in this whole moving this money to basically change the global financial situation. So, yeah.
Right. Right.
But
did they have similar questions or similar, you know, there's
yep.
a certain pattern of questions that you have here in the States. Did they have similar ones or something that surprised you or?
No, it was pretty much all the same questions that, you know, the
oh, okay.
States have. It's just the only difference was, you know, I mean, do we have to bring it there? And they said, yeah, you do. I wish there was another way to do that. I can't, if I was to set up, you know, a reception place in Europe and you brought it there, then I still have to bring it to the United States. And then I'm now over the large amount and I've got to get clearance through customs and all that kind of stuff. And so, no, how you get it there is your choice. It's your
right.
choice how you get it there. There's different ways to do that. And, but no, but it was just very, very positive. And it's been
cool.
kind of been a little bit enjoyable, but it's been over 30 years since I've been here to Europe as a tourist. So
mm-hmm.
we've had 4 days of being a tourist, and let's see, I say it's now about 3:30 here, and so in about 5 hours, I'm heading to the airport to come back home. So, yeah.
So you're working on your jet lag, in other words.
Yeah, because it's 9:30. It's 9:30 for you, and it's 6:30 in Sedona, but it's 3:30 a.m. here in Amsterdam. So yeah, but that's the scoop. Unless you have anything else that you want to bring in with that, because you know I don't want to rack up $100 phone bill tonight.
Right,
so,
I understand.
Yeah.
No, we're glad that you were able to join us, and again, I just. the listeners, you know, beg your pardon that I was trying to bend your ear while we got Dave back on, but thanks for being patient with us. And probably, Dave, it's for the sake of your phone bill and for your health, so you don't run into walls, it might be a good idea to get a little bit of sleep before you get on the plane.
Well, I'm debating, so do I want to come on the air at 3 a.m.? I said, no, I'll do that because I know it's been a few weeks since I've been on the air. And folks, let me explain a little bit more about that. I have very, very, very good sources that go very deep. And some of them can even get kind of, it's almost like they're in what I call a counter-spy situation where some of our good contacts have sources that they're in touch with the people that are on the other side. And they basically say they're kind of pissed off, the other side is, the controllers, the cabal. They know that they're losing this battle, and they're realizing that, you know, what's taking place. And I have just had multiple people say, Dave, you're the guy that's out there on the air on this, and you do not want to. And also, I remember I said, folks, all my phone calls are monitored. I cannot make a phone call without them monitoring it. And so you don't want to be coming up multiple times and being on their radar screens multiple times when they're kind of pissed off and you don't know what they're going to do. Because I did mention on the air for the first time about a month ago, this is, they've already had one assassination attempt on me. I think I'd like to stick around for a while. So,
yes, and, we'd like you to stick around for a day.
When I have three sources say, you need to go low-key, you need to go blackout for a while, then I take that seriously. And if I'm doing that, it usually means it's pretty serious, and it's a good sign that things are happening because there's activity that's happening because there's opposition to this whole thing taking place. So, yeah. With that, anything else you'd want to share? And then other than that, I'll say good evening to all of you.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening. We hope you have safe travels, and can't wait to hear from you when you're back stateside.
All righty. I will be back on next week. I have total plans on being on back on next week. And again, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be in Santa Ana, and then the week after that, I'm going to be back in Orlando from the canceled one that we had. And you can go to the website, and you can see all the schedule for the rest of the year and also where I'm planning to. I think I have 11 now that I've put on there on the website, the first 11 places I'll be going next year. But going to go to Australia. We'll do that.
Great.
And I have lots of requests to come into Canada, even though I've done very close things, you know, but I'm going to go to Toronto. We'll do one in Toronto.
Yeah, I think that's
year.
A good
so,
idea.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Okay.
All right.
With that,
we'll
have
a good night.
Absolutely wonderful week. And folks, we'll see you next week. Okay. All right.
All right. Be safe.
Okay. Bye. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.